let's hear the stories of three different individuals with low vision. Although they are all legally blind, they respond to independence with different preferences and challenges. Lola is an older adult who is primarily diagnosed with schizophrenia. She is legally blind in one eye, which affects how she can go about her daily activities. She needs someone to help guide her when walking in unfamiliar places. Although she is legally blind, her primary focus for independence is her mental health and keeping her job. She is okay with people reading things for her and helping her with orientation and mobility. She has always preferred getting verbal help and directions, so she works with her employer to use speech-to-text software instead of utilizing large print books and magnifiers for sight with her other eye. Joan was born blind. She has severe developmental disabilities in addition to her blindness. She comes to work every day, but has significant difficulties adapting to work, changes in her schedule, and activities around her. Joan screams frequently throughout the day, regardless of the environment and for unknown reasons. Her support team works with her to remain calm and help explain to Joan what is going on around her. They find sensory items she can use to increase her awareness and independence. Her staff understands that there may be fear or anxiety related to Joan not seeing the world around her and knowing what is happening. Her support team describes the area, activities, and persons beside her to help lessen Joan's anxiety. Mark has been blind since he was a young child. He lives in his own apartment with a roommate. He has his apartment set up in a way that helps increase his mobility and ability to orient himself in the environment. He has a guide dog named Lucy, who is able to assist him when he goes out in the community. His roommate is available to help with some things. However, Mark prefers to do things on his own.